Yo. Woo-hoo. This is a medium-sized couch.
For a medium-sized episode.
Exactly. If you notice, there's two people missing.
Oh my God, we haven't been this low for like ever since like the apartment.
I know.
Yeah, when Clarence sometimes was missing.
Yeah. Good times. But yeah, welcome to another Thirst Quencher. Today we are going to review two pieces of content media for you today. We're going to review the first two episodes of Kenobi, and we're going to do a review for Alex Garland's Men.
Oh, shit, I didn't even know who made it.
I had to make sure I remember because I want to make sure the appropriate credit is
given. Yeah, make sure we give the appropriate credit where it's due.
Absolutely.
For who made that.
So listen, man, let's get right into it. We're talking about Kenobi on Disney Plus. It came out a couple of days ago. Yeah,
on Friday.
Ago, and that shit snuck up on me. I didn't even...
Right? Like, with everything else that's going on in the world and everything, it just kind of felt like it just popped up.
Right. And every other thing pertaining to Star Wars got fucking greenlit yesterday.
Yeah, right?
Well, that day, yeah. Yeah.
I was just happy to know that... I'm happy that it came out with two episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I feel like we didn't need it, but it was nice, because I would be starving for another episode, so that was nice.
For sure. So, right away, what are your general thoughts about Kenobi?
Okay. It was good. I really liked almost everything about it, honestly. It was like a breath of fresh air. I mean, maybe I'm a little biased.
Huh?
Breath of fresh air?
No, it's not fresh air.
Well, this is fresh air. Okay. I've been waiting for Kenobi.
It's bagged air, and we just released it now.
Look,
it smells still good. It's storage there. But it's good.
Yeah, like I've been waiting for a Kenobi anything forever. Like I wanted either a movie or a miniseries or something, especially after we saw what they can do with Mandalorian and stuff. So it was really good.
Yeah, get it now. Do it with a character people care about from the start, not like care about him later. But
it's true.
Right away.
True.
Boy, does that make a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah. Like oh yeah, I know this. I know what's. Everything that's established. It was also really weird for them to do this whole like catch up in the beginning of the first episode,
yeah,
like, with all the other prequels movies. Like, oh yeah, and I like how they edited it, made it almost seem like it was some good films.
Yeah,
in a way.
Well, you know, if you ask certain people,
I wouldn't ask a year ago, 2 years ago,
they may have said the prequels are good.
I wouldn't ask. They probably still do, and you know what? They can, as Clarence would say, they can be wrong. It's fine. You know, people seem to come around everything, you know, just like, you know, like when you get held hostage for a long time.
Yeah.
And you have nothing else but this, you'll fall in love with your captor.
Oh, hell yeah. When I was watching that Star Wars celebration thing, I caught a little bit of the snippets on IG. And let me tell you, people were literally shouting Hayden Christensen's name. And last time I checked, when I was growing up, y'all hated that motherfucker.
Yeah, you don't
you
act like...
You hated his guts. And now you're sitting here acting like you just...
They act like they've been here the whole time.
Man.
Like they've been here. Oh my God, man. He's such a great actor. Oh my God. He was Anakin.
That little sand shit had him meme city for fucking years. Almost ruined his career.
Oh my God, yes.
The man couldn't be in a movie unless he wore a hat.
It feels like the role Anakin was cursed for a bit.
Yeah.
Like from the little boy whose life is still over,
ooh,
by the way.
Man,
like it's every year is like something worse that happens to him.
And I was talking to my guy at work about that.
Yeah.
It's rough for Jake Lloyd, bro.
It's not fair. He did not deserve that. George Lucas ruined his life.
And even worse, George Lucas also ruined the guy who played Jar Jar Binks' life. All right.
Yeah, him
and
too.
That motherfucker's face wasn't even on camera. And he's probably still getting death threats to this day.
Like, who'd you play? What's your credit?
I played a very minimal role. Anyway.
But
more
what,
focus, yeah.
But yeah, back to Kenobi. Yeah, Kenobi. Oh my, like honestly, from how it looks, how they filmed it, the locate, like it was pretty much they're giving me everything I wanted. It.
Yeah. After Book of Boba Fett, I was like, I'm a little tired of the desert. Let's, you know. But the way everything is shot in here, it does feel like a different thing. And mm-hmm. feels more isolated. The set pieces look, you know, really big and
yeah,
and lived in. That's another good thing.
What did you think?
I liked it. I thought the first two episodes were really solid.
Yes, like it felt like half a movie.
Yeah,
because like, it felt like a really long movie, but paced very well.
Yeah,
for more to happen and everything. And then some stuff that I was surprised to happen in these first two episodes and everything. Like,
we can kind of like open it up. I'm pretty sure by the time this comes out, people will have seen the first two or should have seen the first
two. You better
two
have. Episodes. Don't. Why are you watching this if you haven't?
And if you, I mean, honestly, you know, I'm glad you're here. Yeah. Anyway. But you know, we're going to kind of spoil it just a little bit. So we'll try and be a little, you know, try and be a little careful. Right off the bat, I didn't know Leia was going to be involved at all.
I thought Luke was going to be the honest
me too character. That's what I was like expecting.
I knew, and didn't. I like the fact this is the one way that was the only way they could have got him off that fucking planet, because I didn't know other way that they were going to do this.
Right.
Besides to maybe have some of the fucking Inquisitors come and push him out and everything, maybe so he can protect Luke so that they don't get close.
Right.
For him to be, and then for him to go off planet. But I love this. I really love this route they're taking with Leia and Obi-Wan and everything, and which I never even thought of establishing the relationship, because we know in New Hope she's already asking him for help. She knows who he is,
right?
And she understands his ability and everything, so she's expecting to do something for her. So something they never talk about their relationship before that.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, also, I can't wait to be that prestigious of a creator, mm-hmm. to where people in the out there who eventually regrace my properties make up excuses for me. That man there was never any how she knew him.
No,
not at just, all. But just, there is now.
Yeah, now. Yeah. So something no one ever asked for, probably even thought about. They just like guessed.
Yeah,
like maybe. I mean, maybe she knew him from this. Who knows?
But that Fioni motherfucker and Jon Favreau, they're. No, not just necessarily them, mm-hmm. but I mean the entire team behind this Star Wars come up for all these other characters. They just find little shits and just tie them back in, bring it 360. That's one of the things I really do like about all these properties that have been coming out. And yeah, the show was, as far as scale is concerned, it feels really good for what our show is supposedly giving us here. I don't know if there's going to be like time skips or anything, because how many episodes do we have of this?
If I'm correct, it's going to be 6, but I could be wrong.
I could be wrong too. Like, I don't know, but like, I don't know how they're going to.
Cause, also, you know how Disney is, they don't like having two major shows happening at the same time. And we're about to get Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
In a couple of weeks. So I don't think they're going to have them go at the same time.
Probably not.
I would think not. But I don't know. I like how small, but big it is.
Yeah.
Because it feels like, you know, the world is there and, but it's small enough so we can focus on just the story of this.
Right.
It's nice. Which I never got that feeling from the prequels from when I watched them, because all the shots and everything, how they filmed it, make everything so open and like things that's happening in the background. But you'll never get to know what it is or who that person was or what's happened, because, you know, yep. about these fucking dudes.
Have
fucking
more life dudes. Than the actors.
The backgrounds have more life than the actors. And they didn't know where they were most of the time. So
fair enough.
I'm just happy finally. Ian McGregor.
Ewan McGregor.
Yeah. Ewan McGregor is finally being utilized properly.
Right. I love to see him cutting space alien meat. He's good at it.
Yeah, he has a job now. Yeah, like after in 10 years, he's kind of just been hanging out in the fucking cave, watching Luke every so often, and yeah, just cutting meat. Apparently, that's
a
job.
Cutting meat. People are really mad about that. I've talked to a few people, and they're like, "He has a job. What the fuck?
Why?" What do you expect him to be doing? Just pushing rocks and stuff?
Like, it's a self-exile. Of course he has to get a job. Shit costs money in Star Wars.
Exactly. Still. And he feels like shit. He feels like shit, and he's like...
Well, he looks great for a piece of shit.
I know he does, apparently. And it's supposed to be, like, what, like 5 or so years before we actually see him in New Hope? So, like, something... He's
9 years.
9 years before New Hope?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah. Okay. In this series, they said it was like 9 years.
Okay. So, like, life is going to be hitting him fast soon.
I mean, this is about right. Like, he's like 50-ish now.
He's about the same age as, where Obi-Wan would have been.
Yep. So it kind of lines up naturally, perfectly.
Yes.
The show is really solid. They did their homework.
Mm-hmm.
Ewan McGregor, he is putting on a fucking clinic. You could literally just watch him emote and stand and speak like he's still got his nose turned up over everyone else. know?
The Jedi are over.
I like him so much, man. He's really, it's nice to see him back in here.
It did hurt me though, like him, how he talked to that Jedi and everything who's running around, who needed his help.
No, fuck him.
No.
Don't come to my crib like that.
Okay, granted, that was fucking dumb.
And then he's just fucking just, hey, shout me at the top of my lungs. Hey, help me.
Oh my God, for me. It's you. It's Obi-Wan.
Yeah, I'm saying your name out loud.
Oh, like, over and over again. No, I'm Ben. You are mistaken, sir. Your mistake. Stop.
Like, I'm obviously in some kind of cover. Maybe don't, like, shout my name to...
I'm surprised he didn't force choke him right there.
I know, right? Like, just fucking snap his fucking neck while he's standing there.
I have to say, surprisingly, especially the fact that we're getting Kid Leia. Mm-hmm. That Kid Leia got captured by some kidnappers or whatever. I
think one of those guys from the kidnapper group is from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Really?
Yeah, because his face just fucking sticks out like the
bald white guy.
I don't know if he was bald, but he had short blonde hair. He had some shit. Either way, the dude is like. I'm gonna look it up, but I swear that's the dude from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Man, I'll put it up on the screen. I'll do some research. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you. I know I'm right. I'm locked.
And then I put in, you're wrong.
Oh, you won't. You won't have to do that because I know I'm correct.
Okay.
But can we? I don't know. What about the series?
Did I like so far?
Yeah, that you didn't like as much. Honestly, now we got our gripes.
Oh yeah. Okay. I think right now I didn't like I said, I didn't like how the kind of Obi-Wan just kind of shooed away the little Jedi guy, mm-hmm. who's been lost for years probably, and then he finally finds an actual master, and the master's like, go, leave. I'm like, dude, just help him a little bit. Give him some direction.
No, I mean, honestly, I don't know how he made it this far.
True.
He's how like, you couldn't hide that a little better? Like you're fucking stopping the... Mm-hmm. He's like, I gotta do it. Nah, bro.
honestly, it's hard for me to say what I didn't like. Maybe... Okay, I think I didn't like towards the end of the last episode. I won't talk about it too much, but like some things happened that... easily didn't need to happen,
like the longest parkour sequence in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
And how one person could get downstairs in like 2 seconds, but she still hasn't even.
Yeah, I didn't. Know, like, how did he get down so fast?
He's a Jedi, man.
I guess he did one of his little force jumps, or like back in the prequels that the force speed.
Yeah, the Speed Force.
The Speed Force.
You remember how that didn't make any sense? Yeah. But now you guys say it's a good movie? Yeah, that one. Yeah. So I guess he uses super speed.
It's
Morbius super speed.
He can only use it once per instance.
So. And only when you can't see him do it. I can get into what I don't like.
Go ahead.
I'm not loving the Inquisitor's part of it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I want to make this clear. I like the lady, the third sister. Reva? I like her.
Right? I think her name.
Yeah. Reva, something like that. Either way, the black chick.
Yeah.
I like her. She's good. She stands out. The other three are. It's that thing I hate when they do that where it's like, well, I don't hate it, but I just don't know the way around it. You know, I'm not part of the wardrobe team. But it's like, there's a point where you make. The costume looked so much like something to where it just ends up looking like a cosplay and not a character.
I honestly don't know why they could have avoided not having him in there. Cause you'll see in the first episode, he's, you see who the main Inquisitor is, and it's the one that we know from Rebels.
Right.
And you can't get that is made specifically for CGI because the way his face is shaped, the way his body is shaped, he's a specific type of alien. You can't replicate that with just putting makeup on a guy.
You really can't.
Like
it don't look good.
Like that's why at first I wasn't sure that was him. Like, is this some sort of another part of his species? Or like,
I hope so.
I mean, at this point, after what happened, yeah, I hope. I mean, I hope don't know. So.
I don't know what to make of that.
But you're right. I'm surprised. You know, there's so many Inquisitors. They could have gotten any. They could have gotten made up another Inquisitor or got any of the other ones out.
Because the zombie writing, he looks, I just
I thought that was Wong for a second.
I just don't know, man. I don't know about that look. Is not, you know.
But I think if I'm correct, that's what they look like in.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He does look like the dude, but it looks like a cosplay of the dude and not really like.
It doesn't.
I don't know how to fix that, but it just looks off somehow. I don't know. And I'm, as far as like characters, I'm not really loving their, what they're giving to the series so far. It's just like brooding British bad guys with cool accents. And the third sister is the only one that kind of stands out because she has a chip on her shoulder and it's pretty clear. And for whatever reason, whether it's working all the time, which it's not, I'm not gonna lie, some of that shit just, you know, like she's out there just cutting hands off and they're like, hey, yo, you need to chill. Why did they not fire her?
I'm surprised she didn't kill her on the spot.
I mean, she's going crazy. She's,
she is a variable to the mission. That's, even if she's part of the Inquisitors and everything, they're really ruthless. They would have anyone else, I feel like they would have just killed her.
They're like, no, no, no.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't do that once or twice or three times. Don't
go too far. Like, at one point, she's literally like, hey, stay right here. Okay. Does the thing where she puts
it. Does it anyway. I'm like, exactly.
At that point.
I get that.
But aside from, you know, that.
I think my thing right now, but is my complaint, but it's only for something that may happen in the future. I'm not a big fan of bringing back Darth Vader again because I know he's going to show up. I know they're going to have interaction. And I'm like, no, it doesn't feel right because we thought it was supposedly thought that in New Hope, that was the first time they met after the last time.
Well, you're wrong.
Apparently, yeah.
If it works, people are going to ride with it like everything else. Like,
if it works, it works. But it's just like, I'm surprised if they meet up and then like Obi-Wan like wins. I'm surprised. I swear to God, if he doesn't just win or lose, I'm surprised neither one was just killing. I wonder what excuse they're going to give each other to not like do the final blow this time.
You know what? Maybe they'll just like force be near each other like Ray and Kylo.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe they'll just be near each
other. They'll have like a vision fight.
That's probably about it.
Yeah.
I mean, but realistically, maybe he won't meet him at all. Maybe he'll just get close. And I don't know. I don't know how long they plan to drag any of this stuff out.
It's a good question.
It's like after the way the second episode ends, I'm literally just a loss for what could possibly be next. Because they've done something that we'll see. But I'm like, how do you?
We're trying our best not to say anything.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's just really weird. They make a decision that's really weird. And I don't know how that's going to play out. Mm-hmm. But for the most part.
Like I said, it's hard to, if it was like any, I can rag on certain Star Wars thing when it's really bad. It's easy.
Right.
But like this one's not, so far it's pretty good.
Right.
So, sorry, I can't give any like.
Yeah.
You know, like there's.
Sorry, I'm not mad about him cutting fucking meat. Sorry, I'm not mad about him having a job.
Not mad about him the job. I'm not mad about him being sad because he should be.
Right.
I'm not mad about. I mean, I can't even complain about the child actress because she's really good at what she's doing.
I won't surprisingly. Lie. When she first showed up, I was not.
I understand that. Yeah.
You know, I was like. That's not Leia.
She's like pretty cringy, like, oh, what the fuck? But like when you finally get to talk to her, especially when she had that encounter with her cousin.
Yeah, with her cousin.
That was fucking great.
She fucking ate his lunch. That was dope.
Put him in his fucking place. Like, don't ever fucking talk to me.
I will say one thing, though. They need to fire all those guards that work at that.
Yeah, they're terrible. Because they're not doing their job.
Usually letting like three dudes wearing black just chill out in your forest area.
It's okay. That's Alderaan. That's why they blew up.
Right, because they clearly don't have a military or anyone that can defend.
Or anyway, exactly.
Bail Organa should be fired. I mean, honestly.
I mean,
I don't know. But
he's not good at his job.
He's not, except for being like a father figure and getting older on camera.
And tell me right. Yeah, tell me why he looks younger in Rogue One.
No, I can't tell you that. I don't know why that is.
He looks older 10 years later.
Yeah, listen, man, he's got that Magneto disease. Yeah. He's got that Michael Fassbender syndrome.
Oh my God, that's a whole nother fucking topic. Yeah. Those fucking movies and how they age.
So I think I don't know what else we have left to say about Kenobi, but we can. What would you rate this?
I don't want to give it a rating yet. I'm just gonna recommend it. It's a must watch. So
I will give it 4 space manta ray cutlets.
Oh yeah, that was a manta ray.
Yeah, I guess we can't rate it, but I wanted to come up with a rating for the show.
Yeah, yeah.
4 severed hands out of 5. It's decent. I would keep watching it.
I would give it. I would probably get it. 8 cuts of meat that Obi-Wan sneaks somehow.
You're gonna use the meat after I use the meat.
I said
meat cutlets.
I thought you said hand cuts. After
it. Was there something wrong with the way that I did it?
Yeah, you did it wrong.
Wow,
I'm funny. Sorry. Fine. I'll give it 8 Inquisitors that didn't need to be there. Out of
10. I thought that the two that were there was just way too much.
Yeah, that was too much. You could just have one or the other.
You could just sent her alone.
They should have been in twos.
Right.
I thought they're going twos unless they know for sure.
Oh, not them.
Oh yeah. I mean, you're right.
Different. Yeah.
I hate the whole shit. Like, you made a rule. George Lucas made a dumb rule, and then they tried to fix it. Like, oh, they're not really sis, so they can be there. Like, fuck you.
Right.
Why'd you make that rule, George? Fuck you.
I hate that. Also, no. Never mind.
Yeah.
That's really too strong first episodes. Check it out. But I will say this on the way out. Y'all got to lower your expectations a little bit. Like, it's a TV show. You know what I mean? He's not going to, you know, span the fucking galaxy necessarily right away.
Like, we know you've been waiting for Obi-Wan to come back forever and Ian McGregor to come back and play the role. But like,
right.
It's going to be a slow build.
Relax.
I mean, yeah, it's fine.
Like, enjoy what we're getting. You know, enjoy. If you like it, cool. Let's just see where it goes first before we like.
They had too much Mandalorian, Boba Fett. Like, they need. Pew,
pew, pew, yeah, all that's the fucking what they time. Need. They need their adrenaline rush. They need their Aquaman.
Exactly.
That's what they need.
Yeah.
But I'm waiting. I'm ready, man. I'm ready to get to this, man.
All right. We're gonna get to the.
We are going to review
the main piece.
Another fucking dynamite bomb. Yeah,
another hit.
Another hit.
Hit and explode.
From A24 studio, who's brought you such prestigious films as The Green Knight, They Only Come at Night.
Yep. Midsommar. Midsommar.
Mid as fuck. But yeah, Alex Garland comes to us with this movie called Men.
Yep.
And man, we're gonna spoil this. This movie's been out for a while. I've literally heard nothing about it until I saw it today.
Yeah, just if you're like, I don't know what Men is, like, just watch this and you'll get everything you need to know. Because even if you went to the theater and paid $8, you will come out not knowing anything when you went in. Like, honestly.
Right. Absolutely. So let's just get right into how did you feel about I'll go first.
Yeah, please, yeah, this time.
All
How do you feel about men, Jamal, since you being a man yourself?
Whoa. I never used those pronouns before.
Okay.
No, but listen. I don't know how to feel about it. I have my immediate like Twitch responses to go, I just watched another turd from A24. Actually, I think that says it.
It's honestly like A24 has like every, like, after 5 films they'll put out, they'll have like one good one.
Yeah.
And every other one either is something extremely out of the box for them and weird and no one ever watched it or remember or whatever, or they have the other 3 that are just random bullshit, A24 bullshit.
Right.
And that's what I'm calling now, because that's all I can compare it to. It's just I'm calling it A24 bullshit because they seem to like have boxes that they check off in every one of these fucking indie kind of like horror films. And they keep doing this weird thing where like, oh, okay, weird thing.
Men's dicks are out.
Gotta show some dick. Gotta have some men showing their dicks and stuff, which is, it's whatever, but it's kind of, who cares? It's not shocking anymore, guys.
Yeah.
Like, calm down. And it's not done tastefully.
Nah, it's just like, here it is.
Yeah, cool. No, I thought this movie was just, it was a long build up. And I have to say, they did fool me. I was actually getting into it. I was liking what I was looking at from the story and everything so far, because I was interested to see what was happening with our main character, Harper. Yeah. But then as soon as the second half of the second act came, it did start turning into an A24 film. And if you watch anything, if you watch even Hereditary, even though it was really good, it still had those elements of A24 bullshit. But for some reason, they knew how to do it back then, and now they just put it in everything.
I'm telling you, I have a theory.
What was your theory?
I feel like somebody writes an elevated horror movie,
yep,
and they come to A24 and say, hey, please put out my movie. And A24 goes, hey, I like this first and second act, But the third act needs to get, like, super crazy. So throw all this out, and let's just give me the craziest ideas off the top of your head.
Mm-hmm. They rewrite the script, and then they give it to the director, like, and then I'm like, are you sure? And they're like, do you want to get paid? And he's like, yep.
Since the shit didn't even make sense, yo. It didn't make sense at all. It's a short list for me of what I liked for the movie. I mean, like, there's some really pretty shots in nature.
Yeah, there's the cinematography cannot be questioned. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. I'm not sure the actress who played Harper, her acting was pretty good.
Dude, yeah. Homeboy who played everybody? Yeah. I'll call him Everyman.
Mr. Everyman.
Okay. That dude also puts on a clinic. Do you remember Penny Dreadful?
Yes.
He was Frankenstein.
He was for yes.
That motherfucker is an amazing actor. So, yes, he's great. You know, he did his part too. Everyone did. You know, it's an A24 flick, so involved. They've got some talent. Woo, 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 and whatever.
Yeah. So it's not really saying too much because they that's expected.
That's door prize. That's door prize for A24.
But unfortunately, like just like a lot of other projects, they're just wasted in this story.
Yeah, and that gets so muddled by the time it finishes.
It goes. Like, it goes from, like, Harper is going, she's having an outing. She's going to a house that she's been wanting to go to for a while now to get away with what happened to her, like, who knows how long ago.
And, yeah, and to pull it back a little bit, we are men, if you don't know any synopsis about it, we'll just give you a brief one.
Yeah.
A lady has gone through a traumatic experience. Her husband kills himself.
Yeah.
But she's not sure if it was intentional, if it was an accident. She's trying to get away from it at a countryside in Europe somewhere. And in this cottage where all sorts of things start going, you know, really left field, really fast. Yeah. All the dudes in the town have the same faces.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a selling point from the trailer.
It was the only selling point because that was the weird thing in the story. But guess what, guys? You watch this and you're waiting for... She meets one guy, the first guy. And then kind of meets the second, but I can understand that one.
Yeah.
She didn't get a good look. But then she meets other people, other men in the fucking town. They all have the same face. They all look like different versions of the same guy. But she doesn't seem to see it. She doesn't acknowledge it. She doesn't say, are you guys related or something like that? No, she's nothing. Nothing. So, and you would think eventually she will eventually see like, oh, these people are the same. No, it's just for us. Just for the audience.
There are a few times where I thought she like made a double take. Like, okay, she's about to address it.
Especially for the little kid.
Yeah. Which, by the way...
Little
that,
shit.
You know, that didn't look that great.
Bitch.
But it was really weird. Yeah. I don't understand a single thing that happened in here.
No.
Like we said, the plot kind of starts out simple enough, you know, and I'm kind of getting, I was into it too. We started to go back into our past and do the.
Yeah, like to see what happened and something that happens is very traumatic,
right.
Which is understandable why she's trying to get away from it. And then, like I said, it's like really nice setup to something that would have been interesting, but then it kind of just starts to fall apart and all these men start to just attack her.
Right.
Like they start just fucking with her.
And that is
for no reason.
And that is where we get to the things that we really just didn't like about the movie. And
yeah.
There's a lot of that to go around. The first one I feel like I would like to throw out is, I question the credibility of our lead character. I know she's been through, you know, an experience, but she kind of just, like, there are plenty of instances where a door could have been closed, locked, you know, she could have ran. Yeah. And she kind of just, like, watched things unfold. I thought a lot of that was really weird. There was one point in the movie where she literally just went along with it. She touched his hand. It was strange.
I feel like they were whoever wrote this at that portion where all the horror things started to happen. They started to go with the whole single white woman approach into it. Like she's alone and she's making. Because at first she seemed very competent. She seemed very smart. Like she did one of the most like wrong turns. I mean, the things that I wouldn't see in a horror movie. With a female lead, she actually is like, oh, there's this place as a door, you know, I could go through here. Nah, I'm gonna go up there and go back home. So like, she was smart, like for once. But then that kind of just fell apart when all the action started to happen.
Yeah,
and like it feels like this film was trying to be, just trying to say something. The thing is, it gets very lost in its message. Yeah, whatever it's trying to say. And I'm not caring about the message anymore because I'm worrying about what the why is things even happening? You could be metaphoric and have symbolism and stuff, but if your story doesn't make any fucking sense and it establishes itself to have some sort of sense, you don't care anymore.
Right. I
don't.
You kind of break that. And
yeah.
So one of the things that sort of happened in this movie is that the men finally start to figure out that it's just literally a single entity doing it. And it's hard to explain, but it's almost like there's a scene where a really long ass scene. That shit was what, 6 minutes long?
Oh, it's like about, yeah, six, eight
it,
minutes
it
long.
It felt like 20, honestly. It felt like 20.
You talk about when the
birthing.
Oh yeah, the birthing. Yeah.
It felt like 20 minutes.
We go before the birthing, we go through this whole little instances where she's going after all the men that you saw throughout the film that look like that looked the same. They start going after her one at a time. And then she hurts one of them after being in a trance, and they all share the same injuries. So they're all connected somehow.
Yeah, that's how we start. And, you know, we start to learn little by little that the injuries look really similar to how our husband died.
Yeah, because he fell off.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he fell off a roof. Mm-hmm. And, we don't know if he jumped or fell or whatever.
Yeah.
Either way, yeah, like the guy starts to have more and more similarities between the husband mm-hmm. and broken leg. And, you know, crazy shit is happening at this point in the movie. Like,
of course.
Lights are turning off and on. People are appearing.
disappearing.
Apples are just dropping from trees and shit. Don't really get the reference for that. And
I wasn't sure if she was like high. I thought maybe at one point she was high because a little thing going in her mouth or whatever.
Yeah.
But no, and yeah, then we, after all this chaos is starting the birthing scene, which the main like naked guy that you keep seeing,
every man,
the number one every man comes in and he's pregnant, and then he gives birth to the child version of the man that you saw in the movie. Then that one gives birth to another one
right after another
until the final birth, which is the husband of the main character.
And I just want to say that it's comical, 100%.
I was laughing my ass off. It was ridiculous. I was like, just kept going.
Like, they completely, whatever they were trying to say at this point in the film is completely lost at me watching another man crawl out of a man's asshole.
Yeah, asshole, vagina.
Crawl out of his vagina.
Vagina, like, back. There's a back there's in a the
hole.
Vagina.
There's a hole on the back.
Comes out
there's
of that.
A man vagina back there. This movie was like a million different things. We don't know. But the crazy part is at the end, it's like all that actually did take place.
Yeah. We kind of could have chalked it up to like a dream or her hallucinating or something like that. But no. Yeah, the guy comes, the black husband man, guy, whatever.
husband man.
He comes out and they sit down at a couch. She picks up the axe to make, like, I guess he's going to kill him maybe. And then he just starts. That's my biggest issue that I realized with this film. What was the arc? Like, no one's learned. Like, one, I don't. If they're trying to make me believe that she's in the wrong, you're fucking stupid. Because the guy comes back and he's still saying the same shit that everyone's been saying throughout the film. Like, oh, you let me die. Why did you leave me? Because the man in the flashback, you see that when she was trying to divorce him, like she was done. She was like, we need to break it off and everything. The first thing he does is threaten to kill himself. Like, well, I'm going to kill myself if you do.
Yeah, it's a real messy situation.
It's terrible.
It's a very toxic relationship.
Yeah.
I guess that's some kind of metaphor as well. It could be. Like, I don't want to seem like we're, you know, we weren't like lost in the weeds here. Like, there were inklings of a story that was,
yeah,
you know, that made some sense.
There could have been something. I feel like you said before, I feel like there was a script. And they kind of just A24 looked at it and like, we gotta add these elements in there. It's not wild enough. Sorry.
Yeah.
Not wild. Not A24 enough. So please reach our stand.
You gotta have a man with leaves in his head
that are growing.
Blow and, dandelions.
You know, subtle ritual shit, because there was that weird ritual thing that was out of place in that church for some reason.
Yeah.
Just
strange stuff.
Strange, dumb, not even good strange. Like, I've seen crazy films before. They're really fun.
I saw Morbius.
We saw Morbius.
I was thoroughly entertained.
Like, okay, what about, remember in fucking Sorry to Bother You? It had the, some, not the same act structure, but you saw, like, during the second act, the second part of the second act, it started to get real crazy.
Yeah.
And it was.
But even then, not that crazy.
It's not that crazy, but it wasn't too lost, because you kind of knew where it was connecting back to.
Right.
Like, the metaphor and the message scene was there, even at towards the end when he right. got out of it. But they didn't do that here, unfortunately. I don't know
what he was going for.
Just fucking.
If it was to end in a bloody, confusing mess, then he nailed it.
My guy, fucking the preacher man, comes up to her and just starts to comfort her, like, "Oh, I saw you were yelling in the church, so I'm going to comfort you," because he'd never touched a woman before. It's been a while, so he's like rubbing her fucking thigh. He was like, and she's telling him, like, "Oh yeah, my husband killed himself.
She's like,
"Hey, maybe."
And the priest's like, "No, no, no, you did that. No, you caused that."
Yeah.
It's your fault.
You like, "Wait, what?" And she was, yeah, it's like, "Yeah, you did that." And like, he hit me. Like, oh yeah, yeah, he does punch the fuck out of her, by the way. And then she tells him to get the fuck out.
Man, like, yeah, that those parts in the movie were, you know, the stronger elements, because like it was drawing from a trauma, and you know, I really wish the movie had followed that trajectory.
Yeah,
because what it devolved into was like a fever dream, and not the good kind.
Like, I feel like maybe it was about like dealing with traumatic things to happen from encounters with men.
Did they happen?
Maybe.
No idea.
I feel like it's meant like she's getting over trauma from that happened from a man, and dealing with that, and then like maybe coming to terms with it. I feel like maybe that could have been the message.
Your guess is good as mine.
I know, no. I like, but I am fucking reaching. I am reaching all. I'm reaching all the way over there. You know, with my little stubby hands and stuff. Yeah. I don't. That's probably no way, shape, or form what he was trying to get at or whatever. Because every you could interpret almost anything from this fucking film. No one learned anything. No one. There was no arc. There was no character development. I thought that could have been with the girl, but that. I mean, I don't blame her for not having character development, because she had to deal with this man birthing himself five fucking times.
And it was, again, a really long sequence to get through.
And my favorite part is that the look on her face was my look by the time they ended the
film. Yeah, same.
She was like, she just walked away. Dude, she didn't struggle anymore. She was like, really?
I wanted to walk away.
I wanted to get up from the fucking theater.
I wanted to, that was horrible.
That was hard.
This is a hard movie to watch.
It is.
It was really stupid. And I can see now why I haven't heard anything about it.
I would rather have watched Morbius again. That's how bad. And
I have watched Morbius again. Okay. Someone put it on Twitter 1 minute.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Yeah, I saw it three more times. Yeah.
Just as effective as a film yeah. when it's 1 minute long. But we're not here to talk about Morbius.
It shows you how good of a film was that it could be reduced to a minute and still get the same point of growth.
And I absolutely hate like coming in off the back of an A24. This is the second time we've done this.
Yeah.
We've come off the back of an A24 film and talk about a sloth drop film like fucking Morbius.
Yeah.
Because, you know, one's clearly stupid and the other one's, you know. But they're both equally, when it comes to like a functional film, they're on the same.
Yeah, they're both a waste of fucking time.
A waste of time, a waste of space. The difference is this time, at least you won't be laughing. Like you will not be laughing at this. By the time this movie ends, you'll be like, "What the fuck did I just watch?"
Exactly. It's like, I hate the fact, at least in Morbius, there was a whole bunch of stuff. Like, I was fucking, like, me and you were all fucking laughing the whole fucking time.
Like, schoolgirls.
It was, man. I know, yeah, it's classic. It was fucking great. This one has just pissed me off because it drew me in. I was invested in this main character.
And why did he put his finger in between that wood plank like that? Why did he do that? It's like, it was so nasty.
I don't, because it's a slit.
I didn't like that.
The slit.
Ugh. Ooh. And he said slit.
The gross. Slit. Gotta put it in the fucking finger. My God. Because I love women. Women are so good and they're so dirty. So great.
One good thing about the film, and I mean, I'll spoil this one. One good thing about the film. No rape scenes. Thank God.
Okay, yeah. I
made it into 2022. No rape scenes.
It could, for what A24 is like, it could have easily been there. There was a scene that could have easily turned into a rape scene.
Yep.
And
that was the only time in the film I was white knuckling. Like, yeah, I was like, don't do
please
that.
Don't.
Please don't do it.
And I love that it was a good scene for her because I like, she fucking booted his fucking ass. I was like, oh, you get on me. Get the fuck, man. Get the fuck off of me.
They really, I'll tell you what, they really know how to play with tension with that fucking hand. That hand was just getting to me. Like,
yeah. Ugh. A24 has brought in a new fucking trope with this weird fucking split hand that was here the entire, like, most of the third act.
Also, yeah, that's, so was he an alien? Like, oh, is the husband an alien? That's what I'm trying to ask. I don't care about what the movie was trying to say.
The husband and they were all a waste of time. That's what they were. Men are a waste of time.
Yeah, it's a time and a waste of space.
That was the message.
Maybe it was.
No, I don't know. Who knows? But no, I don't. I would love to just chalk it up to it's a dream, and then maybe she just accidentally kills him. Oh, not she went on a fucking breakdown, and then killed somebody. Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Like, killed Jeffrey. Maybe
she's killed the maid. She killed Jeffrey. Yeah, Jeffrey.
He's dead. Like, yeah, she dragged his body in and murdered her. Listen, murdered him. Sorry.
Not gonna spend any more time on this bullshit.
No, it's fine. We're good.
I just want to make it clear. This is like this is really bad. It's like one of those, one of the worst movies I've seen in quite a while, even for like A24.
And like, it's not a good, like, I love bad films. Don't get me wrong.
Me too.
And I could always find something good about them, especially watching it with friends and stuff. Like, it can be a good time. This is just, it hurts.
At least Green Knight had some bones of an interesting story until they got to the third act.
Yeah, no, it did.
Like, this one.
Just like, true.
Yeah, so you know what? Actually, I take that back. Fuck this movie. This movie sucked. There was not a redeeming quality about it.
A24, you have way too much fucking money to keep doing this shit.
And y'all don't, if not for nothing, y'all don't have to pad the dick. Like,
yeah,
you had Everything Everywhere at Once,
which was a masterpiece.
You had X, which I thought was good.
Okay.
I thought that was good. Like, did you ever see that?
I haven't get to see it.
It's decent.
It's decent.
It's like between Green Knight and this, yeah, that one's more in the pocket of the last good one.
The last pretty good decent one. Yeah.
It's just a decent slasher. Mm. Nothing else. This one, nah. This one. This sucks. If I had to rate it, I would give it like three middle-aged. No, that's too much words. I would give it three flaccid dicks out of 10.
Wow. Okay. Three flaccid dicks.
Yep. That's what they liked. That's what they showed me.
They did.
Three flaccid dicks.
I would give it two split hands.
Okay.
The weird split hand thing.
So technically, aren't you giving it a four?
No, it's
because
two.
One part counts as another part now. It moves independently.
No, I'm just saying two splits, like one split hand and then another split.
Okay, I see.
Not doing the fingers.
Yeah. I'm confused, but also.
Well, hands is singular.
That's fine.
Shine. But no, or I could just rate, you know what? It's a waste of time out of 10. There you go. Don't fucking watch it.
Don't see this movie.
Don't see this movie.
Or see it, you know, if you need proof of how bad it, like, because you don't have to take my word. I get it. If you're an A24, you know, fan or, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want to take
this
our
is
word
up your alley.
You know, we're just saying it's bad. It's stupid. Like, no, go check it out and, you know, see for yourself.
Yeah. Tell me what it meant.
Yeah. Please, maybe I'm. Yeah.
Maybe we're just dumb.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm a
layman.
I'm a big dummy. I like my simple, easy to interpret films. I'm sorry.
Yeah, please. They're just easier.
Yeah. So if you tell me what you tell us what you thought in the comments below or message or whatever. Just tell us what you think. I just want to know who else saw this and who else got what they interpreted from the film.
Right.
Because I don't know what the fuck I just
watched. I don't know what to make of it.
Yeah, I don't know what it is
at all. I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, that was the best part.
Yeah.
And I was worried. I'm happy that everyone in the theater, the few people that were even there.
We were all in the same fucking spot.
We were all reacting the same way, and
it was
kind of communal in a way, a little bit, just a little bit, you know,
just a little bit, make the experience a little less painful.
Just a little bit, yeah.
But that's it, y'all.
Yeah, that's it.
That's been another Thirst Quencher. We are on a hiatus, correct?
Yeah, we're on a little break. We probably won't be back until probably the 13th.
Yes.
Something like that. Yeah.
Something like that. Either way, I know you're going to miss us. This is the last little bit of content, so watch it, share it, like, and subscribe. You can follow us. What
I was going to say, like, if you want, while you wait, come watch our Morbius review to get Morb with us.
Become, we're not Morbids, by the way.
I'm a Morbid.
Okay, you claim that.
Yep. I need the Morbium in my system.
Don't let him. You mean those two unnamed vials?
Yeah,
that's what you need. That no one ever took.
That we don't know what's in them or what they do or whatever. But somehow they just
maybe they make good A24 films. Alex didn't get it. Nope. Alex didn't get the vials.
No, unfortunately.
All right, y'all. Please follow us on Instagram, Facebook,
Twitter.
Like and subscribe. Leave us a comment. I would really like to hear some other opinions about this movie.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a solid one. I'm just here to shit on it. I did not enjoy it.
Or if you want to just ignore this and just talk about Kenobi and stuff in the comments, you want to talk about how depressing it is and you want just more running guns, leave in the comments. We can talk about Kenobi too. Yeah, remember all that. It's at Thirsty Nerds everywhere that you can find anything.
And you can follow me at Art of Sumo.
And you can follow me at King Creates X, all K's, no C's.
We'll see you guys when we see you.
Fuck. Bleh.
No, that's it.
See you, nerds. Bye.
That's all you get.
That's all I get.
That's how you get. Bye bye.
Nope. See ya. Bye. Yeah.